One of the sons walked up behind the first prisoner, lifting the burlap sack. He was bound and gagged and stood quite calmly facing the crowd. Winter felt her knees buckle beneath her.
Not.
Some of the other prisoners struggled, muffled sounds coming from beneath their hoods as they worked futilely against their bonds. Not stood still. His face was dirty and bruised. His hair was longer than Winter remembered, and he'd grown a short beard.
Winter?
But Winter didn't care. Without a second thought, she reached into the pouch she carried at her waist, pulling out the frost crystal Nash had given her a few days earlier. The full dose.
Winter, no!
There was more power here than anything she had felt before. More than she had taken the morning of the attack on their camp. More than any power she had felt in her sessions with Nash. Her vision darkened, but the power held her up, wrapped and rigid. Up on the gallows, the small blade Kovac had smuggled to Nott had nearly sliced through the bonds that held his wrists. Suddenly, Nott blinked as the severed end of his own noose fell loosely around his neck. Someone had given him a chance, and he'd take advantage of it. Nott severed the rope that bound his wrists. He swung the noose, striking the nearest soldier in the face. He grabbed the fallen son's sword and turned in time to see two more sons of Kanta, swords up. They stood between Nott and Olin, who was still bound. He parried one man's cut and stabbed the other in the groin. The other son of Kanta dealt with. Nott rushed to Olin.
Olin, it's Nott.
He cut the man's bonds and severed the noose around his neck.
What in oblivion is happening?
Don't know. We use it to our advantage while we can. See to your wife. I'll get my girl.
As Olin ran off, Nott saw more sons approaching the gallows. Others were looking around wildly at the chaos. Bodies littered the gallows, most of them sons of Kanta. Out of the corner of his eye, he thought he saw one of the Goddess Guard's shields flying through the air.
It's like the people who attacked me in Sinesti.
As Nott ran towards Astrid, Cinzia pushed against the Goddess Guards as they shepherded her, Naomi, and the other priestesses off the gallows.
I have to get to Jane! Come back!
Then someone tackled her to the wooden boards of the gallows. Melted snow seeped through her robes.
Get off me! Get off me!
Priestess!
Kovac!
My lady, are you all right?
Behind Kovac, Cinzia saw Mother Joyka and a son of Kanta pierced together by a long barbed spear.
Mother Joyka!
We need to get to Jane.
Winter's scream still echoed in her head. There was no more pain, or joy for that matter, only power, boiling and raging. Her eyes snapped open. Nott was on the gallows, fighting a group of the sons of Kanta.
I have to get to him. That is all that matters.
As she moved toward the gallows, her tendril worked furiously around her. She smashed sons of Kanta easily beneath her power, flinging them against each other and sending their weapons in vicious arcs of death. The strong, familiar taste of blood filled her mouth.
Nash must be using his tendril as well.
The crowd around her was panicking and trying to flee the circle. Watchmen tried to keep order but failed. Winter continued calmly through the crowd towards Nott. Two of the sons who had been attacking him were down, and Nott danced beautifully between two more. Winter reached two tendra out through the falling snow, picking up the sons that stood in Nott's way. She raised them up, watching as they flew into the air higher than any building in the city. Their arms flailed, and Winter almost lost sight of them in the low clouds and falling snow. Sight didn't matter, though. She could feel them struggling in her tendra. She smashed them together. She saw a small cloud of red and then let them drop. The dead weight of the two sons of Kanta went straight through the floorboards of the gallows to the ground beneath. Winter saw Nott rushing to the vampire.
What business does Nott have with such a monster?
But she saw a group of the sons of Kanta running towards him, weapons drawn. With one tendrin, she tore off a man's helmet, and with another, she whipped a spear from another's grip. She stabbed it through the helmetless man. Another tendrin lifted one of the sons off the ground, and yet another snatched a shield and flung it back into the group. The men were unsure what was attacking them. Winter threw the spear away into the cluster of men in the distance.
Anything to get to Nott.
Winter had no idea how many tendra she was using. She was slowly discovering more and more of them, acting almost of their own accord.
Winter!
Winter nearly whipped one of her tendra around to defend herself before she realized it was Leon.
Winter! What are you doing?
I'm not going to give up now.
Leon ran back to Nash and Collie.
She won't listen to me.
She's using more Tendra than I've seen anyone use in my life. If anyone is the Harbinger, it's this woman. Shall I stop her?
No. This may be exactly what we need. Protect her, cover her blind spots. I'm going after Lathe.
All right.
Winter flung a shield into a crowd of civilians, bunched up on one of the streets that led from the circle. Nash reached out with a Tendra and stopping the shield before it sliced into the bystanders. Winter seemed on the cusp of losing herself. All they could do was protect her and hope no one realized she was the source of the chaos. Nash dreaded what such power was doing to her. She used her power bluntly, brutally, like a child. There was no finesse, no artistry, but Winter didn't need it.